Hello and welcome, or welcome back to another episode. I, as always, am so grateful to be here with you talking about diet culture today, demystifying, debunking, doing all of the things that we need to do to clarify the absurd amount of confusion that is present about nutrition, about wellness, about ED recovery, about really everything, due to the rampant misinformation that we see everywhere and the very entrenched idea within our society that the size of our body is more important than anything else, including our health, mental health, well-being, all of the things. And if this is your first time ever being here, I want to introduce myself before I forget. My name is Mallory Page. I am a registered dietitian. I'm also the creator of the content that you're currently watching, whether you're listening to this on the podcast, Seems Like Diet Culture, or watching it on YouTube. You have both options available to you. And I will warn you guys that today I have a canker sore. It's the worst. It's like in the side of my mouth too. I've always gotten canker sores from a young age when I get stressed, and it is just, it's the worst. So I feel like I'm talking a little bit weird because of it. So I just wanted to at least forewarn you of the fact that that is the situation at this current moment. But that is neither here nor there for what we're actually going through today, because I kind of already introduced what I like to do in the content that I share, which is all the debunking that I just talked through. But really what it is each week I pick a new topic where we do exactly that. We dissect what pieces of it could be diet culture, could not be diet culture. And at the end of the day, I never want to come off as I'm trying to tell you what's right or wrong. I just want to equip you with information that you may not have. And I'm especially excited because we have a juicy topic today that has been running rampant on social media. So we are talking today about cortisol, and specifically whether or not you need to be balancing your cortisol, and this whole new concept of cortisol coaching. Now, I don't know if you have seen this, but I have been seeing it everywhere on social media. Not only people talking about cortisol, answering this question of, do you need to be balancing your cortisol? What is balanced cortisol? Do you need to reduce your cortisol? Here are the signs and the symptoms. But also of all of these new coaches that are talking about all the things that cortisol is doing to affect your body. So I really feel like we need to dive into this and answer whether or not this is diet culture, what pieces of it are diet culture, what may not be, and then that way you can answer for yourself how you should be interacting with these things. My hair keeps getting stuck right underneath my microphone as I move forward, and I keep having to pull it out, and it's quite funny. So just, you know, we can ignore that. And before we get into any of this, I do want to announce something exciting. I have a totally new free masterclass for you guys to go through. It's all about how to become BFFs with food in the framework that I utilize with 3 steps that will achieve food freedom forever. This is spurred off of the fact that I'm doing this food freedom challenge, but some of you guys were messaging me asking when we're doing it again, and we don't know, but this masterclass is jam-packed with the exact information that will help you in all the pieces of the challenge that we're doing now. We're built from this, so highly suggest it. I will leave it in the description if you would like to get that. But without further ado, let's dive into it and answer the most obvious question, which is, what the heck is cortisol? So I'm not going to go so in depth with this, although we could, but in simplistic terms, cortisol is a hormone that helps with your stress response, and it is actually essential in your body. This is very important because I cannot tell you how many people online I see just acting as if cortisol is this bad thing and that we should be getting rid of cortisol or reducing it as minimally as possible. And that's actually not true at all, you guys. Cortisol is so important for us to have, and it is actually supposed to peak and then dip at certain parts of the day. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll put up a little clip for you to see of what a cortisol graph should look like. But to describe it for those of you listening, as we wake up in the morning, we're actually supposed to have this cortisol spike, and that cortisol spike helps to get us out of bed, helps to get us energized. And then throughout the day, there is some time it's supposed to drop, and as we go towards bedtime, it should be quite low because we don't want cortisol, you know, ramping us up close to bedtime. Now, I'm not getting so into the specifics. There are some little kind of peaks and valleys that it has throughout the day, but I do think this is very important to note for a few reasons. Number one, cortisol isn't just this useless thing that we have in our body as people maybe make it out to be. Number two, there is actually a way that we want cortisol to look. And number three, you can already see how this concept starts to disrupt this idea that we're just supposed to quote unquote balance or quote unquote reduce cortisol, which leads us in to what we need to talk about from what I've been seeing online. So this surge of cortisol discussion is mainly coming from these people that keep claiming that cortisol in and of itself is this thing that you need to reduce, and it's likely to be causing all of these number of symptoms. So I pulled up this one page. There's literally, if you look up cortisol coach on Instagram, you will see how many there are. And it is kind of a new thing. Like, a lot of these accounts just started and yet have so many followers. I actually got blocked by someone the other day because I made a stitch with her video. And so she blocked me and it got deleted. It wasn't a mean stitch. It was just me talking about exactly what I'm talking about now. But here's some examples of what people will be saying. Things you should not ignore: getting sick multiple times a year, hair loss, spiraling thoughts, can't lose weight, gaining weight, especially in your belly, waking up multiple times at night, exhausted all day, frustrated with everything, overwhelmed. If you have more than three of these things, you might need something that helps to support your cortisol levels. My friend started 1 month ago and she is down blank number of pounds, which is an exorbitant amount of pounds for a month. And then it says, make sure to follow me and comment the word blank to be getting access to it. So it's almost always this type of post with a ton of symptoms. And then what ends up happening is you comment and you get sent this link by them. And we'll talk more about what they're promoting here in a minute. But I think that this post is important to use as a launching point because of how it ties into this whole notion of what it means to balance your cortisol. So as I've already mentioned, as I was describing cortisol, it is something that's essential in our body, but it also can get imbalanced. So what we often see with cortisol is not that it's just high or just low. That is less likely than it is to see it peaking and dipping at the wrong times. So there are people, for example, that in the morning, they should have a cortisol spike and they're not. And then at the same time, there may be people that have a cortisol spike at the end of the day when it's supposed to be low. There can be any number of different things. I actually went through cortisol testing, I think around 3 years ago when I was dealing with some of my worst chronic illness stuff. And I'll talk about how that was done if you guys are interested in that. But essentially, it showed within my Dutch test, which is the test that you would actually use to get your cortisol tested to see where it is peaking and dipping throughout the day. I had times where it was peaking when it wasn't supposed to be and where it was dipping when it wasn't supposed to be. And so it showed us that there was imbalances in my cortisol. And I was working with a doctor to do this stuff. And that's what's so interesting about this whole notion of your cortisol just being generally imbalanced, because I don't even think that these cortisol coaches know what that means. Because to say you just need to reduce your cortisol, if you're reducing your cortisol in general and that's affecting the fact that it's now not spiking in the morning, that's actually a bad thing. That's not what we want. So what if you're reducing your cortisol and actually you have a very, very low cortisol response? So then it's just below the level it should be all the time. I mean, this is what I'm saying. There's not nuance to this conversation in the way that there needs to be. And that is what is making me so frustrated about this stuff. But I'm getting ahead of myself. To come back to what I was saying, you can be imbalanced in your cortisol levels, as I was just describing. Now, the symptoms of this it can change for everybody. So for some people, the symptoms that you experience, they could be what I was listing. It could be that your weight is staying at a place that you don't feel your best at. It could be that you're exhausted all day. It could be that you have spiraling thoughts. But to say that that automatically means that you have a cortisol imbalance is simply inaccurate, because we just can't say. I mean, as I read through that list of things, I could say from my lens as a dietitian that works with people struggling with food, all of those symptoms could also be coming from someone that's struggling with food. So that's why, to me, it is always a red flag when someone is giving you a bunch of blanket symptoms and then saying, oh, this means this. And what makes this an even bigger flag, as in these cortisol coaches, is all of them are trying to, they're trying to sell you a supplement, essentially. That's their whole goal. So naturally, we need to discuss what the heck these supplements are. So I'll start off by saying that for me, anytime I see someone claiming that a supplement can impact a load of very broad and complex symptoms, I have a huge red flag, because supplements are meant to be the very tip of a pyramid in terms of nutrition and wellness, not the base of it. And so when someone's saying that you can fix your cortisol and have all these symptoms change just from taking a supplement seems very unlikely to me. But of course, I went in to research more about these supplements. And to do this, I went to a bunch of different cortisol coaches' pages. Of course, I did not look at every single cortisol coach, and I will say some of them do more nutrition counseling, fitness stuff, metabolism makeovers, quote unquote, and also sell the supplements. Some of them only sell the supplements. And then there's a whole host of things in between that that you can see. But as I looked into these coaches, mainly they were selling this supplement brand called Beneve. It's B-E-N-E-V-E. I don't know if that's exactly how you pronounce it. And there are different things that you can choose from in terms of products. So there's this coffee product, a watermelon product, this antioxidant supplement, and even some different things like pancake and waffle mixes. And if you go to their website, which looks very rudimentary, by the way, which I thought was interesting, it looks like they've screenshotted some of these pictures and put it onto their website, which is always something that gives me a little bit of a red flag, as well as the fact that a lot of what they're sharing on here is sharing Beneve because it is an MLM structure. I could probably do a whole episode just on this company, but we'll start with just the cortisol conversation today. So I looked through this website and then I went to their ingredient glossary, because that's always what I'm curious about, is how are they making these claims, and also what's the safety of this? So they have a ton of different ingredients, and I think it varies a little bit per the product, but these range from amino acids like acetyl-carnitine and L-theanine to caffeine extracts like caffeine itself and green tea extract and more, to things like polyol, and essentially other nutrients and compounds that come from fruits and vegetables. And there's a whole host of different ones. One that stood out to me, though, is DIM as well. So I can't pronounce these words. I'm so sorry, but it's like dienylmethane. I've never been good at pronouncing things. This one was interesting to me because I actually know that you can prescribe DIM, or some naturopaths prescribe DIM, to help with breaking down estrogen. So I just thought that was kind of, it was just interesting to me that they would put something like that in there without really clearly discussing that. And that's the main takeaway that I had as I looked through this whole ingredient glossary, is although some of these I do know, others I don't know as well. And to me, it concerns me whenever I see a product with a ton of different ingredients that aren't all super well known. I mean, on one hand, I'm wondering where they're getting these ingredients, how they're sourcing them, how they're processing them. And second, I'm curious, how do they know what amounts they're putting in? Are they letting people know that all of these things are in the supplements? And then the claims that they're making are so vast. So for example, this Raul scene, you guys, it's been such a day today. Of course, I live the luckiest life, but it's just been one of those days. And the pronouncing is really just doing me in. So they say with this that it may boost fat burning and reduce appetite and may support healthy sexual function. Whenever something says may, it means that it's not proven. But then also when something even says that it supports that, it's hard to say for sure. I'm assuming they're basing it off of having a number of studies that prove the efficacy of something. But you never really know 100% how something's going to work when it is in a supplement unless you know everything about it. And although this company has this whole page on quality assurance and says they're crafted in their FDA facility and there's current good manufacturing practice, that doesn't always mean that it's safe, you guys, because the thing is, even though they're maybe crafting it in an FDA-registered facility, that does not mean that the FDA approves and regulates supplements, because supplements are not regulated. So they can put whatever they want in this, which means we don't actually know the amounts. We don't actually know where they're necessarily getting it. It's just, I get that they say that they do this ingredient testing where they confirm the identity of ingredients and confirm that they meet their standards. But what I'm saying, and this is true for every supplement, is that it's just very hard to know. They even do put that within their little descriptions of things, the statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product cannot intend to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, which is a very interesting thing to put considering so many people that are promoting these do act like it will cure things very clearly. Otis has decided to join us, so you guys can probably hear, and if you're watching, you can see him. Would you have anything to say to the mic? On cortisol? No? Okay, no comment, he says. So essentially with all of this, I feel like there's so much that we could go into, but I don't feel like it's really the point to talk about the efficacy of the supplement itself. I'm just bringing up that to me personally, I would not trust a supplement that makes such big claims, has so many ingredients to it. And also, I just don't think that things like this are the answer to very complex problems like having imbalanced cortisol. So what I would say is if you have an idea that your cortisol could potentially be unbalanced, don't buy these supplements and don't work with or purchase from these coaches that actually have no certification, they have no regulation, they have no degrees in these things, and instead, go to a doctor that can actually test these things for you. Ideally, if they can do a Dutch test to get an accurate reading on how your cortisol spikes and dips throughout the day. Unfortunately, not all Dutch tests are covered by insurance, but you still can seek those out if you're wanting to do that. And I mean, even though they're not all covered by insurance, these supplements, if you get their trio, it's $150, which is crazy. That is so much money. Your money is way better spent doing something else. And to go along with that, I'm sounding very intense. You can choose whatever you want to do. I think I just get very passionate and upset about this because of the fact that it feels like people preying on, especially women, but everyone's biggest insecurities and fears and profiting off of them with a supplement and with products that don't actually work and maybe aren't even safe. It's hard to say. And that just never sits right with me. I'm sure, yes, there may be people that have had good experiences with that. I'm not here to argue whether or not that's true, but ultimately, that doesn't always mean that that is actually supportive for you. So again, when you see this stuff where people are posting about anything, whether it be cortisol or gut health or even disordered eating, If you see them posting blanket statements and then diagnosing you with something, that should be a red flag, because that person is acting like they have a read on you personally when they just don't. They don't know you. They don't know what's going on in your body. And some of these things, if taken in too large of amounts, or even just in general, they could be unsafe for you. So DIM is a good example of that. Now, DIM can be found in cruciferous vegetables like kale and Brussels sprouts. So I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but when they are putting that in there, I'd be curious to know the amounts and also how that could be affecting people that maybe they have low estrogen, right? So this could be negative for them. And this could be part of the reason why you're seeing these different responses, is because all these supplements are being used like there are all these ingredients in the supplement are acting like they're a cure-all, when for some people they could even be detrimental. So this is a short and sweet episode today. I hope that you enjoyed it. I feel like we could talk ad nauseum about this. So if you want a follow-up on this company, or if you want to talk more about cortisol, please let me know. I'm not going to give suggestions on how to work on your cortisol because of the fact that it really is specific to how it's showing up in your body. I don't think we should just be, I really don't think personally, from what I know and even my own experience, we should just be putting blanket recommendations on something like cortisol. I mean, I can say that reducing your stress and making sure to manage your stress, that's always going to be helpful. So that would be my number one tip. But when it comes to a diet culture scale for this particular product, and even just for the cortisol coaching industry in general, this to me is a 10 out of 10. I seriously, it's just, it's selling a supplement, it's unregulated, it's people without certifications, it is ingredients that are probably not even something that a lot of people need. It is preying on women's insecurities. It's acting like weight loss is the end all be all. Ugh, this one's hard for me. And I chose to record it on a day too where I'm just feeling all over the place. So thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to see you again here very soon.